world's on fire, our culture is disintegrating.
Hey, pass the salt.
It's time. Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Well, this broadcast is going to be a little bit different. I'm sitting someplace in Tennessee, Knoxville, Tennessee. And believe it or not, staying in a private residence here with some new friends. My wife's with me. The freeway's right over here. I don't know if you guys will be able to hear that in the background. I have to be, the semi trucks are literally, like, on a good day, I could run and jump and land on top of a semi. So it's roaring right over there. Beautiful sunrise coming up out here into the east. I'm outside because I didn't want to wake everybody up. We got a great show. Well, I pray we have a great show. We prayed that we would have one, and just know that we will. Got some great information today, and let's get ready to roll here. Spencer, I got to look at what I got going on here. First of all, Joe got up really, really early this morning, and we're going to do communion with Joe. But Joe, before we do that, we're going to open with Proverbs. What day is it? 29. Proverbs 29. Dave Allison did a wonderful job of reading Proverbs 29 for us yesterday, and I'm wondering if somebody said, I'll read it today. Who's going to read Proverbs 29 for us today? Come on, somebody jump in there. Steve Deck did it the other day. Somebody. Vinny's got his hand. You going to do it, Vinny?
I got it, brother.
Hey, Vinny, can I make a joke?
Of course.
Vinny, I didn't know black guys could read.
Isn't that what they tell us?
You guys are just dumber than anybody ever came down the road. Can't even read, right? Vinny, is that the truth, right? You guys, they try to tell us the blacks don't know how to fill out ballots. It's unbelievable that the black America has bought that line. Anyway, Vinny, you're my buddy. I ain't making fun of you. Go ahead.
Amen, buddy. Brother. I'm here to curb stomp all that crap.
Atta baby. Okay, so Proverbs 29. We're coming to the end of I'm going to talk about this tonight, by the way, tomorrow when I speak. I'm going to unleash this to the world, the staking and what we've been doing and why it's effective and why we have to do it. So I want you all to be encouraged by that. Again, I forgot, I don't have it up because I'm on the road, all right? Bear with me a second. The link, if you want to stream the event today and tomorrow, it starts at 9 o'clock this morning. Spencer, maybe you're a good name. Maybe you can dig that up someplace and find that for me and get that up on the screen while Vinny reads this for us. Go ahead, Vinny.
You got it. He that being often reproved, harden his neck, shall be suddenly destroyed, and that without remedy.
If you don't listen to advice, you're going to pay a price for it. That's what that says. Go ahead, Vinny. Hey, Vinny, it's okay if I do the editorial here, isn't it?
Of course.
All right.
When the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. But when the wicked beareth rule, the people mourn.
Oh, a whole lot of groaning going on in there, buddy.
Whoso loveth wisdom rejoiceth in his father. But he that keepeth company with harlots spendeth his substance.
That's the American culture. That would be college in America, wouldn't it?
Amen. The king by judgment establisheth the land, but he that receiveth gifts overthroweth it.
Well, buying influence, folks. Buying influence.
Indulgence cards. Yep. A man that flattereth his neighbor spreadeth a net for his feet.
If you're listening to all the nice things everybody's saying about you, they're setting you up, baby.
And a transgression of an evil man, there is a snare, but the righteous doth sing and rejoice.
Amen. Amen. Do the right thing, you don't get caught in that snare.
The righteous considereth the poor, the cause of the poor, but the wicked regardeth not them. Scornful men bring a city into a snare, but wise men turn away wrath.
Thank you, Lord.
If a wise man contendeth with a foolish man, whether he rage or laugh, there is no rest.
There's no rest with folks, you know that, right? As you're trying to share the truth of COVID and all that stuff, contending with a foolish man. As my one of my mentors once told me, don't ever get in a pissing contest with a skunk. And that's what happens when you contend with a foolish man. You'll get nowhere with him. Go ahead, Vinny.
The bloodthirsty hate the upright.
Oh, my goodness. That's so good, Vinny. Is anybody watching how they're complaining about this tranny and all that? What? Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
The bloodthirsty hate the upright, but the just seek his soul.
Mm.
A fool uttereth all his mind, but a wise man keepeth it in till afterwards.
Hey, baby, don't shoot all your bullets at once.
If a ruler hearken to lies, all his servants are wicked.
Wow, listen to that wisdom. If the ruler listens to lies, all his servants are wicked. Wow.
Poor and the deceitful man meet together. The Lord lineth both their eyes.
Wow.
The king that faithfully judgeth the poor, his throne shall be established forever.
Amen.
The rod and reproof give wisdom, but a child left to himself bringeth his mother to shame.
Spare the rod, spoil the child. One of my experiences from coaching is mommies in particular did not want their sons disciplined. By the way, real quickly, you all see the red sunrise of God. Is that unbelievable? Are you guys seeing that where you are? I mean, as I said, I'm in Tennessee. Wow. Go ahead, Vinny.
When the wicked are multiplied, transgression increaseth. But the righteous shall see their fall.
I'm believing that's where we're in the midst of that, Vinny. The wicked have been multiplied and their transgressions are increasing, but the righteous are going to rise up. The whole world groaneth waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. Wow.
Correct thy son, he shall give thee rest.
Wow.
Yea, he shall give delight unto thy soul.
Thank you, Lord.
When there is no vision, the people perish. But he that keepeth the law, happy is he.
Okay, now listen, folks. Sight and vision are not the same thing. Jesus said, you see, but you don't understand, right? You don't get it. The difference between vision is seeing beyond what you can see. You got that? So it's where there's no vision. My wife, I love my wife. She brought the communion for me. She's upstairs sleeping. Go back to bed. What a sweetheart. Go ahead, Vinny.
Hey, Michelle. A servant will not be corrected by words, for though he understand, he will not answer.
Mm.
Seest thou a man that is hasty in his words? There is more hope of a fool than of him.
Think before you speak. Think how many times you wish you said, I wish I hadn't said that. Come on, Vinny.
He that delicately bringeth up his servant from a child shall have him become his son at the length.
Mm.
An angry man stirreth up strife, and a furious man abandoneth in transgression.
Wow.
A man's pride shall bring him low, but honor shall uphold the humble in spirit.
Mm. Honor. Oh, seek honor, folks. Do the right thing. Seek honor. I'm taking the glass of rope.
Whoso is partnered with a thief hateth his own soul. He heareth cursing and bewrayeth it not.
Mm.
The fear of man bringeth a snare.
Wow.
But whoso putteth his trust in the Lord shall be safe.
How many of you are afraid to say something for fear of what somebody else might say or might think? Huh? It's a snare, baby. The fear of man is a snare. Fear the Lord. Be afraid of the Lord. Beginning of wisdom.
Many seek the ruler's favor, but every man's judgment cometh from the Lord.
Mm.
An unjust man is an abomination to the just, and he that is upright in the way is abomination to the wicked. Boom.
Vinny, there has to be a God. Who else could have written such wisdom like this, right? You could take any one of those things, and you couldn't present a counter argument to it. You could not. We get right down to it. You cannot destroy that truth. Appreciate you, Vinny. Look, people are looking all the time. I'm not a racist. Vinny's a friend of mine. I knew he would laugh. Huh? Smile. Relax here. Joe, come on in, brother. Lead us in communion. Tough act, tough act to follow, Joe.
Always a tough act to follow here. Reading this morning, everyone, is Galatians 3, 19 to 29. Wherefore then serveth the law? It was added because of transgressions till the seed should come to whom the promise was made. And it was ordained by angels in the hand of a mediator. Mm. Now, a mediator is not a mediator of one, but God is one. Is the law then against the promises of God? God forbid. For if there had been a law given which could have given life, verily righteousness should have been by the law. But the scripture hath concluded all under sin, that the promise by faith of Jesus Christ might be given to them that believe.
Amen.
But before faith came, we were kept under the law.
Thank you, Lord.
Shut up unto the faith which should afterwards be revealed. Wherefore the law was our schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ.
Thank you, Lord.
That we might be justified by faith. But after that faith has come, we are no longer under a schoolmaster. For ye are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus.
Well, get me going.
For as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither bond nor free, there is neither male nor female, for ye are all one in Christ Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. That's pretty clear.
And if ye be Christ, then ye are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you this morning with gratitude in our hearts for all that you've done for us, for your sacrifice, for being the one true God that gave his only begotten Son, that we who believe in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. For all you're doing in our country now, and having prophecies of what the evil that has been done being revealed, and so much is being revealed, Lord, we can't absorb it all, and some of us want it to be all being made visible at once, but already it's overwhelming, everything that's coming out. So Lord, we ask that you help those who have been deceived to be able to start seeing what they need to see to show how they have been deceived. And let them accept this, Lord. For we know that it's often easier to deceive someone than it is to convince them they were deceived because of their pride. And so please help those in our families, in our communities, in our work, across this country that have been deceived to wake up and we have tragedy in this country, and we ask you to be with the families of those who have met violence and have injury or death, and it's never deserved and never earned, but sometimes it's just atrocious what happens. We ask to bring comfort to those who have encountered something like this in their lives, like in Minnesota. Bring comfort to them, bring justice, and help that not to happen again. And let the truth behind these events come out, Lord. But mostly now, be with those who are injured and heal them and be with the families involved. And we ask, Lord, that this effort by this team of staking their communities and their buildings and their cities, that this be understood and acknowledged as a huge success and a start to something bigger. Let it be seen that there are changes in these communities from what has been done, so then it will multiply and multiply and multiply across this country and around the world as we retake our villages, cities, towns, communities for you, Lord. And we are so grateful for communion. So we ask you, forgive us our sins and our transgressions. Bring us cleansed into your sight. We ask that you bless this bread and this blood, or this water, blood and this drink, representing the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, sacrificed for us. And we ask that you remind us that this can be the meal that heals. Let us receive healing for those who have illness, who have wounds in their body or souls or spirits. When they receive it, Lord, remind them not to speak opposite of what they want. Remind us not to speak of continually being unwell when we are receiving a healing. Life and death are in our tongues. We need to let life out when we speak and not the opposite. We need to let out of our mouths what we are praying for, not the opposite. Help us to remember this, Lord, when we are receiving a healing or helping somebody do the same. And so, Lord, we are so grateful. In your name we pray. Thank you. Amen. The Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." After the same manner, also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, "This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come." Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Coach.
Thanks, Joe. Thanks for getting up and doing it.
That's a privilege, Coach.
I know it is. Appreciate you doing it. Anyway, well, the sun's come. What a sunrise. Thank you, Lord. Look, I'm going to bring Craig in here. That's something we want to talk to you all about. Like, I got to show you a couple of things here, folks. We better come to understand this. If we're going to advance the kingdom, disagreeing with evil is not hate. over and over and over. If you speak out against transgenderism, you hate transgenders. If you speak out against homosexuality, you hate homosexuals. If you speak out against Jews, you hate Jews. Anybody tracking with me? It's the same old thing that they know works over and over and over and over again. Can I tell you what I think? I feel so sorry for anybody who thinks that the transgender, my heart goes out to, I don't hate transgenders. I hate that sin. I hate whatever it is that's happened to them. I hate the fact that they want to elbow their way in and they want to take over and they want to teach it to our kids. I hate all that stuff associated with it. But I don't hate the transgender, the person. And folks, we're in a culture and we're in a society where you're not allowed to point it out. Hey, dude, sorry, that's wrong. Stop doing that. Well, I don't hate you. I'm telling you because I love you. Stop doing that, will you? And then you say, well, transgenders, they can't do that. We're not going to talk all about transgenders this morning, but I want to show you mental health, mental illness at work. This is just going to be a few minutes. I couldn't believe this. Spencer, it says, we love trans people. Pull that up. By the way, Cracker Barrel, they folded, didn't they? Okay, so here it is. This is Senator Michelle Kavanaugh on the floor of the legislature. Must be state legislature. I don't know. Folks, you tell me. Is this a sickness? Go ahead.
Trans people belong here. We need trans people. We love trans people. That's what they're saying out there. They're standing in a circle in the rotunda.
Who doesn't love trans people? Who doesn't love trans people? Go ahead.
Saying that over and over again. Trans people belong here. We need trans people. We love trans people. Trans people belong here. We need trans people. We love trans people. Trans people belong here. We need trans people. We love trans people. Trans people belong here. We need trans people. We love trans people. Trans people belong here. We need trans people. We love trans people. Trans people belong here. We need trans people. We love trans people. Trans people belong here. We need trans people. We love trans people. Trans people belong here. We need trans people. We love trans people. Trans people belong here. We need trans people. We love trans people. Trans people belong here. We need trans people. We love trans people. Trans people belong here. We need trans people. We love trans people. Trans people belong here. We need trans people. We love trans people. Trans people belong here. We need trans people. We love trans people. Trans people belong here. We need trans people. We love trans people. Trans people belong here. We need trans people. We love trans people. Trans people belong here. We need trans people. We love trans people. Trans people belong here. We need trans people. We love trans people. Trans people belong here. We need trans people. We love trans people. Trans people belong here. We need trans people. We love trans people. Trans people belong here. We need trans people. We love trans people. Trans people belong here. We need trans people. We love trans people. Trans people belong here. We love trans people. Trans people belong here. We need trans people. We love trans people. Trans people belong here. We need trans people. We love trans people. Trans people belong here. We need trans people. We love trans people. Trans people belong here. We need trans people. We love trans people. Trans people belong here. We need trans people. We love trans people. Trans people belong here. We need trans people. We love trans people. You matter. You matter. And I am fighting for you. And I will not stop. I will not stop today. I will not stop tomorrow. You are loved. You matter. You belong here.
Hey, folks, if they really love trans people, they would figure out medically what's causing this to happen. How about this one? I'm going to chant this one for me. We love short, fat people. We love short, fat people belong here. We love short, fat people. Short, fat people belong here. I mean, it's unbelievably ridiculous, isn't it? This is what we're being. One more thing, and then Steve, demonic spirits, man, demonic spirits. She's in power. How does that happen? Pull up Greg Gutfield. Friends, at some point we're going to have to stand up, and we're going to have to push back. Listen, trans delusion, David Arthur, it's a trans delusion. It doesn't have anything to do with whether we love them or don't love them. It's a sickness. People who are sick, we got to reach out and help them. But as long as we tell people that sickness is normal, they will never receive healing. Never. And it's a spiritual issue, and the church still doesn't get it. So here's Greg. By the way, this is a good point. Let me ask you this. How many times is seven? Sending prayers your way. You're in my thoughts and prayers. What does that mean? What does that even mean? And if we get people in the queue here who need issues, I hope you don't just send prayers for them. I hope you literally help carry the burden. Send prayers, sending thoughts. But we don't know what to say, do we? I'm thinking about, hey, I want you to know I'm thinking about you. I care about you. Sorry it happened. But I ain't sending prayers. You say prayers. You don't send them. And again, it's just part of the language that we've adopted in Christianity. They don't even make sense. Sending prayers? Who are you sending them to? I'm sending thoughts. Greg Gutfield hits it pretty good. Go ahead.
Thoughts and prayers. That is all they are offering.
Thoughts and prayers just aren't enough here now. Because these kids were actually praying.
At the end of the day, thoughts and prayers have led us to having more of these deaths.
Yeah, it's
more
Christian's
of these shootings.
Keep
it's
us in Christian's your thoughts and prayers, but also keep us in the thoughts for action.
Okay, Greg, I'm going to go to you because when this all was happening, I thought, wow, okay, this feels like something Greg either predicted or could have told you was going to happen. Again.
Yes. This is why none of these a-holes can lecture anyone on compassion. The most compassionate people on this planet are trying to stop the trans delusion. The least compassionate are the people in the media, academia, and politicians who enabled this hysteria of horror. What is so glaring about the trans cult? Apparently your identity is the only thing that matters until you do something awful. Then it's the least important variable. Then you look at everything else. You talk about guns. But you suddenly, it's all of a sudden like, oh, we can't talk about that. What was it, the other trans shooter that they actually hid her identity? Mm-hmm. In this manifesto that this creep wrote, he said he was tired of being trans and that he had wished he had never brainwashed himself. What more do you need straight from the monster's mouth? Politicians, activists, teachers, you built this. You could have listened to the warnings. We were talking about this on this show for years. You amplified a hysterical, literally hysterical phenomenon that was going no place good. You created a poisonous program that twisted young minds for destruction, a nihilistic place to be when you deny biology and they have nowhere to go. So all of these media arguments, what you're seeing there among those people, it's to escape their own culpability in the reality that they created. So forget the layer of mental illness and gun control. The origin of the evil. The evil lies in the creation of a mindset that indulged a delusional self, ruining connections with fellow human beings. So that trans, by ascribing extreme aggrieved mentality, then gets directed against society. So this person feels justified in killing children. His killing resulted from that ideology. And if you don't believe that, you're one dumb asshole. Excuse me.
Trey Gowdy, great to have you.
Same thing, right? See, we've created this. We have created this, not by calling it exactly what it is. Look, I got a lot of stuff I want to do. Coach Norm just texted me 20 years ago today, Dale, Katrina. 20 years ago today.
Yep.
Wow. I'll never forget that. My life changed, Dale, when I went down. I spent about 6 weeks on the ground. I didn't even know you. Spent about 6 weeks on the ground down there in Kenner. Oh, my God. 20 years ago today. Wow. What happens? Boom.
Hey, well, listen. Coach, I have a second right there. Let me tell you a little something that they don't talk about. We were getting ready to have 1,000 people march. It was called the King Jesus March. We had T-shirts because Southern Decadence also happens this weekend. They were going to have their big parade. We were going to march right through their parade. Let me tell you what. God shut down the parade. God shut down the city, remember? And then they said, well, we're going to move it down there to Florida, the Florida Keys. You remember Wilma? Right. Wilma put 4 feet in there. And then Beaumont, Texas says, all right, all the abortion clinics are closed. Come on over here to Beaumont. We'll do it for free. And Rita plowed right into Beaumont. God was like the Verizon man. Can you hear me now?
Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? So, friends, here's what we have to understand, that the deviant spirit, whatever it would be, They always want accepted. You know that, right? How far are we right now from accepting pedophilia? How far? Huh? How far are we from it? Look at pornography. Remember when the Supreme Court legalized pornography? You open that sewer, baby, and you're going to get more versions of evil than you could ever have imagined. Yeah. We'll shift gears on you. Got about a half hour left here. We're speaking today, again, down in Knoxville, Tennessee. And I actually speak tomorrow. And again, as I said the other day, I'm about action. About action. So I want you to know, Randy, Craig, others out there, I'm going to introduce to this group staking the stone. I brought a whole bag of stones. I got them yesterday at Lowe's. Whole bag of stones. Michelle Wright and Joshua, 1-3 on all of them. I'm going to hand out stones to all the people today. We have friends. The church has got to activate. The whole creation grown up waiting for God's people to show up. Look, I know it sounds like a broken record. I know it is. But here's what I know. The opposition, you are facing every day from people who think you're crazy. They think you're crazy. They think you've gone off the edge. They think you're that whatever. Folks, I want to encourage you that this is having an impact. It's having an impact. And Craig's going to come in and he's going to introduce something else that goes along with all of this stuff. Hey, Bible says, be doers of the word and not hearers only. And what we're trying to do here at Coach Dave Live is try to unleash you to do what it is that the Lord has called you to do. The Bible says that the job of the pastor, the leader, if that would be me, the job of Coach Dave is to what? To train, equip, and mobilize the saints for the work of the ministry. The work of the ministry. If you're pastoring the church and your people aren't doing anything, what? You're not getting a dude. You ain't getting the job done. Your job, train, equip, mobilize the saints for the work of the ministry. Go ye into all the world, teach them to observe all I've commanded you. Lo and Christianity is a contact sport. So I want to tip my cap to Craig. Dale wants to get in there. As I get, I'm going to turn, Craig's got some great stuff. I'm going to turn it over to him. Go ahead, Dale.
Well, Coach, real quick, if they need something, I know you're going to talk about the Georgia Guidestones and all that. Just let them know, a pastor down in New Orleans put those rocks on that 17th Street Canal levee, the one that broke. And the next day, Mayor Cantrell was indicted with 11 federal charges in New Orleans.
Is that right, Dale? Is that right?
Yeah. That was one of my testimonies. Now, listen, Coach, I want to go back to this thing real quick. Let's understand something. Love. Then please explain to me Psalms 139, where we talk about formed in the mother's womb. But in verse 21, it says, do I not hate those who hate you, Lord? And do I not loathe those who rise up against you?
Pull that up, Spencer. Pull that up. Where is it, Dale?
Psalms. Now I'm reading NASB. NASB.
That's okay. That's okay. Yep. The Bible says it. I believe that that settles it, right?
Psalms 139, starting at verse 21. No, 20. We'll go to 20. In talking about the people, he says, for they speak against you wickedly, and your enemies take your name in vain.
Oh, boy.
Do I not hate those who hate you, Lord? And do I not loathe those who rise up against you? Verse 22, Coach. I hate them with the uttermost hatred. They have become my enemies.
King James says, Dale, King James says perfect hatred. I hate them with perfect hatred. Hey, friends, there's some things you ought to hate, or God would not have given you that emotion.
But Coach, it's not some things. No, it's some of them. It is a person. I'm just telling you, Coach,
these
people, they're murdering people.
Yep. Amen. Amen. Well said. Dr. Paul, come in. Then Craig, get ready to roll here.
Yeah, when you give your talk about staking this week, Don't forget, I mean, when 4 years ago, when all that crap was going on at the Board of Medicine, you guys were staking the NIH.
You remember that?
And Mike Keith and me were staking the Board of Medicine. I mean, I'm telling you, it is powerful, Coach.
It is. It is.
You know, tell these humans to get back in the human race, okay? What's right. Coach?
Thank you. Yeah, they're out of the human race, aren't they? The human
race.
Get back in the race. I'm gonna ride on that. By the way, hey Craig, you put together the other day I couldn't find it. A list of things that we've done. If you could send that to me, I want to be able to use that tomorrow when I make my presentation. Okay. Well, let me bring Craig. Dale, did you have your hand up? One more thing to say, Dale? No, just didn't take it down. So let me bring Craig on in here, man. Because Craig, can I say this? I feel like a proud coach sometimes. In that, when you see a player make a play. I'm on the sidelines coaching the team, and one of my players makes a great play. I take great pride in it. Because, yeah, Dale's got good talent. Randy's got good talent. But what good is talent if you just put it in a box and sit around with it? And I take great pride in the fact that we've motivated many of you to get involved, to get out and do something. And the fruit from it is overwhelming. And I'd even go as far as to say it's changing. It's changing the nation. Come on in, Craig. Thanks for doing all you do, Craig.
Well, look, you know, we're all working for the same coach, which is Jesus, right?
He's our king. That's right, brother. That's right, brother.
So we're all just different players when we think about it.
That's right.
So we talked about it, you know, what was read is it says, where there's no vision, the people perish. So I believe the guy's giving me a vision about.
Not sight, vision, to see beyond what you can see. That's vision.
Right. And he's opened up things in the spiritual realm that, I've chewed on it for a long time because you got to refine this, make sure that, you know, you're seeing things the way God wants you to see them. And, you know, we talked about Katrina here today. Well, let me take you back to 1963, Coach, because in 1963, a couple things happened. The Bible was taken out of the church. Kennedy was killed. And Albert Herlong read the 45 communist manifestos into our nation.
All in 63?
All in 1963. And God put this in me and it really culminated at a church. I'm not going to get into the details of it, but I got a hold of Steve Deck and I said, Steve, we're going to travel. It's going to be overnight and we got to go to this church and we got prayer over it. And we did. And I thought at the end of June, it was done, but I kept waking up at night. You know, you kept waking up at 3:33. Remember how you did that? Mm-hmm. I kept waking up and I couldn't go back to sleep. And I got up and I wrote this thing called the Refiner's Prayer over the American church, because I realized what happened in 1963 at a church. And I said, okay, what do I do with this, Lord? How am I going to do it? And it just developed. It developed over time. And so what you're seeing here is a culmination of what refinersfire2025.com is. And what it is we kind of talked about it, and Joe did it. It says, okay, in Acts 2:1, it says they were in one place and one accord. This is the beginning of the church. They were at one place and one accord, and they were in agreement about something. Doesn't mean they agreed about everything. That's why there's seven letters to seven different churches in the book of Revelation. Okay. It wasn't seven letters to the same church. So what I felt is that this prayer in one accord needs to be read over 10 churches in a city. And that the reason that I did it is Abraham negotiated that if Sodom found 10 righteous people, he'd spare the city. That doesn't mean the judgment didn't come, right. But Sodom got flattened. It's a big lake right now. It's a sea lake, right? It's called the Dead Sea. And so this is the outcome of this. And so what I wanted to do is I wanted to show you what this website is, the buttons, okay, because I need you guys, amongst others, to share this, okay, and it will get its life of its own. If this is a thing from God, it's gonna blossom. If it's just a little thing, it's gonna be a little thing. But I believe that the Lord is gonna blossom this over our nation, and it's in conjunction with what the 31 stones were. Okay. Yeah. So what I wanted to do is just basically go over the website, all right, show the little different buttons on it. And then also how you can share this information. Then I want to bring Jared in here because I want to encourage other people. You can do this too. I didn't know how to do this. I had ideas, but I didn't even know where to take them to. And I want to show how you can, you know, get a hold of somebody like Jared or someone else, that if you feel led in the spirit to do something, there's an avenue for you to share. And so we're going to bring Jared in and we're going to talk about that. So that's the outline.
Greg, did you get your pastor's approval to do this?
I got Jesus's approval. I don't need my pastor's approval.
Oh, okay. Okay. Just curious. Just curious.
He says do it. Right. Yep. So anyways, when you come to this website, you'll see there's the homepage there, and we can just kind of scroll down. Now these are okay. We have all social media. I got TikTok. I got X. I got YouTube. I got all those things right there. You click those buttons, it will take you to it. Can you click one there? Click YouTube just for right now. Or X. It doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter which one you do. So we play that little trailer we got, because we're going to launch this on September 1st, which is Monday.
Greg, it's awesome.
Okay, so the people are going to be the hands and feet of social media to get this out. This is how these things roll out, okay? Yeah, right. Now, if we go back to the homepage there, all right, the homepage explains what we're doing and why we're doing it. And one of the things that I found out is people need videos, right? So I put together this video with the help of Jared. Jared got me involved with the right person. And 95% of these pictures are my pictures. And we put it to this song, which was the God of the city, all right? God's the God of every city. Remember, you know, when you go back to the Bible, it's like Nimrod built cities, you know, all these people built cities, all right? But they're, God's the God of all cities because the earth is his footstool. So play this video here, Spencer, and I think it really will speak to your heart, I hope.
It looks like old Steve Deck.
You're the God of this city. You're the king of these people. You're the lord of this nation. You are. You're the light in this darkness. You're the hope to the hopeless. You're the peace to the restless. You are. There is no one like our God. There is no one like our God. For greater things have yet to come, and greater things are still to be done in this city. Greater things have yet to come, and greater things are still to be done in this city.
Greg, that makes me want to weep. It's unbelievable.
So what happened is this whole concept of the city, we have to take this nation back house by house, neighborhood by neighborhood, city by city, state by state. Okay, that's how we're going to have to do this. And we're going to have to invite the Lord into the battle. And, you know, the thing is if you were married to Michelle, and you went back there and you said, well, let's go out to dinner. And she says, well, that's great. You know, it's been 20 years since I took you out to dinner. What we're doing is we're inviting the Holy Spirit back into the churches, okay, to refine the churches. He's going to be the one that's going to refine it, not us. And he knows exactly what it needs to do. Some of them might need a tune-up. Some of them might need a frame-off restoration. Some of them might just go to the junkyard. I don't know. That's beyond my pay grade. The thing is go pray where God tells you to go, and go to your city gates and when the welcome means to your city, and pray over the areas that come into your city. So anyways, if you go down there, this website explains everything what we're doing. All right. And what I did is when I started in Washington, D.C., I went to six churches the yellow church in there, that's the St. John's Parish Church, which is next to the White House. That's the church when the BLM riots caught on fire. That's the church that Trump walked over and held a Bible to. That was the last church in D.C. I said, if the fire is going to spread, let's get it where government is, right? And let's go to the church that's closest to the White House. So that's what it is. And so this tells you why we're doing what we're doing, okay? And we've kind of heard about it before. I don't need to go over every part of it. But we really put in the scripture, I think it's important. They were all of one accord in one place. Can we just stop there for 1 minute? The importance of coming into agreement by reading Refiner's Prayer means that you are making a spiritual signature of agreement. We're all used to getting on a computer and typing your name and you do an electronic signature. When you read the Refiner's Prayer, and it doesn't have to end there, you can add other things, but if you start at a basic foundation, you've made a spiritual signature that's powerful in the spirit realm.
Okay. Amen.
So anyways, you'll be able to download a copy of the prayer, and then if you go down there, everything is blue. If you click on blue, Refiner's List, How List, okay, this will explain what we're doing. Why are, you know, a lot of people aren't going to understand anointing rocks. They're not going to understand it. So I've tried to put in, you know, to make this as simple, you know, so people can print this off, understand what they're doing, and participate. Mm-hmm. All right. And then we'll just scroll down to the next screen there, back to the main page there, Spencer.
Hey, Craig, by the way, those flyers came out beautiful. Craig printed up, created and printed up a trifold. With all this stuff that we're going to be able to hand out tomorrow when I speak.
Yeah, we're going to show that.
It looks
really good. It's on our resource page.
It looks really good. Looks really good.
And so I reference Bible Hub. You know, why are rocks, okay? Oil is an anointing oil. Why do we anoint someone? Why do we go and say, okay, somebody's sick, get some oil, and we all put our hands on it? Because oil is a divine thing, and we go in and we explain that. So just go on down. You know, you can check the website out, but I just want to show you where the buttons are, okay, and how all this is laid out. Then what I did is I stopped here, and I said, okay, we're going to get new people into this thing that don't understand spiritual warfare. I don't need to make a spiritual warfare website. This guy already did. So we linked to Steve Hemphill's and get people to go over. Let's start working together instead of like, hey, why don't you come over to my website? Or hey, why don't you stay over here? And why don't you donate to me? Why don't we just let people pick their choices and let the Holy Spirit work? So go back up there to the beginning. Well, there's also a small video that we can have that you can see. Spencer, if you go up just a little bit, there's another video. And these are all going to be shareable. Okay, right there.
How to pray for 10 churches.
What if 10? And churches in your What if 10 churches in your community were covered in prayer? What if God's refining fire fell, bringing purity, power, and revival? Abraham asked if 10 righteous could save a city. Imagine what 10 prayed over churches could do. Ask the Lord to show you 10 churches, big or small, known or hidden. Then go, walk the grounds, speak his word, and declare his light over the people inside. Together, we can revive the church in America. Will you pray for 10?
Okay, so these are going to be the shareable things on your personal social media, like coaches or Facebook. You know, if you don't do it, that's great. You don't have social media, no problem. But a lot of people do. This is what's going to spread the word. The Holy Spirit's going to spread the fire over it. So then go back up to the very top, and we're going to be done here in just a second. I'm going to get Jared in here, okay? If you hit about, all right, that's about me. I'm an average Joe Christian. And this is really reflective of being in Past Assault Ministries. And I've gone from being a firefighter who put out fires to a man who tries to go out and start a Holy Spirit-led fire in people's
hearts. Yeah, you're a fire starter now.
Yes, I'm a fire starter, right? And then here's the scriptures that do it. And I was very timid. I was very timid with my faith. It's not that I didn't believe. It's just I didn't feel like, you know, it was my position to share. And I don't feel that way anymore. And I owe a lot of that to Past Assault Ministries and Coach State. So that's a little bit about why we're doing it. And then get up to the next button there, and we'll finish up here. Resources. There's the prayer. There's the prayer to-do list. And if you go down to the trifold, click that, you can print this trifold out. You can hand this out. you can see the print button up there on this PDF, right? You can take this PDF and you can download it, and you can send it to Staples like I did for Coach, and you can print these off yourself, okay? If you feel led to do it, we've provided the platform for all that to happen, okay? And that's what Coach is going to be handing out this weekend. He's got 250 of them. Okay, yeah. Let's go to the media one, because this really goes back to you, Coach, all right? So I started it, all right, on Sunday, July 20th. You came in 3 days later, did a show on it, and then you guys went to Columbus. So this is how this thing is already starting to spread. And now other people are doing it, and I'm starting to get images. That's the media part. And as we get different media and we get positive media from different places, we're going to put it in there, all right? And we're going to share it on all our social media platforms. We've got them all covered. And we're making connections. I'm calling people that I have contact with that might come alongside this and really help get it out into the public domain.
Okay, Craig, that's why I need for you to make sure you send me those links of all those places. I forget some of these things, folks. I just forget some. But I want to be able to say to people, look, here's a picture. We were at the Georgia Guidestones, and boom, here's the Georgia Guidestones falling down. All right? Here we were at Bill Barr's house, and Bill Barr resigned. I want to be able to show people that when we went and did this, this is what happened. And I know that Mr. Numbers here has got it locked away someplace in that brain. So, Craig, if you can send that stuff to me on the 20th, how about that? 20th anniversary of Katrina. When I jumped in my car and took some guys with me and we drove 20 years ago, I saw a hurricane, Katrina, and I jumped in my car and I drove. It changed my life. Actively serving the Lord changed my life. And folks, we have to be able to present this to others as well. There are hundreds and thousands and millions of people sitting in the pews who don't know what to do. They don't think they can do it. They don't think that they don't have the confidence. They don't have the idea. Greg, this is unbelievable. The 20th anniversary of Katrina. Amazing.
Can I bring Jared in? Jared, you there? Could you come up? Because I want to encourage other people. I can't do all this. This is Jared, me talking to Jared, saying, Jared, I have a vision. And this is God's gift to Jared, taking it and putting it into something you're looking at right now. And Jared, would you just speak about, you know, if someone wants to do something, that, you know, how you can, the process?
Sure. Yeah. So what, Craig, you came to me a couple weeks ago, maybe 2-3 weeks ago. We moved pretty quick on this one. And yeah, we did a couple phone calls, you know, sent me an email, asked me, he had this idea. And so we made the logo. We ended up putting the website together. And then we had some video work that he wanted done, and we worked with Spencer a little bit, but then we needed a little bit more skill. So we outsourced it to, no offense, Spencer. We outsourced it to another guy we know. So I guess, you know, ultimately people can contact me via email is usually best as the first thing. HeathJS@altatech.com. If you have a project that you're looking to do, and even if we don't know, even if it's not in our wheelhouse, you know, computer stuff, generally website stuff, we might know somebody. At this point, I've been doing this about 10 years almost. So I know, even if we can't do it in-house, we probably know somebody who can get the job done, whether it's kind of social media management stuff, if you need help with that, or if you need somebody to do some graphic design work or some video editing, or just general technical stuff like with Coach, live streaming, support and consulting and things like that. Yeah, you can just shoot me an email, heathjs@altatech.com, and we can help you out.
So I just want to encourage people that, you know, people see all this work and they're like, wow, that's really great, Craig. It's like, hey, I just came up with a vision. I had a few dollars I threw to it, and boom, you can do the same thing. So back to you, Coach.
You know, in a funny sort of way, these projects feel like children to me, right? Who would have ever thought that I'm a coach, right, that I would get a guy that's playing hard like you're playing hard like Randy's playing hard like Bobby Lee's plan. All these people who are playing hard, who never before had engaged their faith. Folks, that's what Pass the Salt's all about. That's what Coach Dave's. It's not about me. I'm the exhorter. I'm the coach. But, Craig, how long did you sit around with your thumb up your nose waiting for somebody to get you to do something, and all of a sudden you said, you know what, I guess I got to do it. Isn't that kind of what happened, Craig?
Well, I think it was my own fear of being failing. I think I had a fear, and then I had a long time fear of sharing my faith, because it's like, well, what if someone asks me a question and I don't know the question? Okay, and this is how the Satan works in it. He just said, well, just don't say anything. Yeah. No, that's the wrong thing. Hey, if your heart's right, either the Lord will give it to you or he doesn't care. He'll refine you, because the next conversation you'll get it. Or you'll say, I don't know, but I'll get back to you.
Amen. Amen. So, folks, some of you say, well, what do you do with all that money? We try to help out people like Craig and people like Randy and people like Bobby. And folks, this is what we do here. This is what we do here. Glenn, come on in.
Yeah, Craig, this brings tears to my eyes, man. This is the catalyst, Coach, can be used to light the fire for the inactive churches, because they don't know what to do. But we can give them. I'm gonna bring this up in my church, Craig. We should all consider doing this, and we can light a fire. God can use this to light a fire within the church. Thank you, Craig. Well, you know, most of us are not as creative maybe as Craig is with something like this, but we can use it. It's a tool.
You can duplicate it. You can duplicate it.
Yes. Thank you, Craig.
Cracker Barrel. They duplicated it, didn't they? All across the nation.
Coach, I was a fireman for 30 years. Do you know how most fires start in people's homes or businesses? It's a very small flame. It's like when you sit there at the Christmas Eve service and they have the candlelight service and you got one candle, and then it touches the next one, and then it touches the next one, and then you go around the whole, we're all standing, and then all of a sudden you got light inside the church, right? That's what we're doing here. It started in Washington, D.C. It moved to Columbus. Now it's here, and now it's in your all's hands.
Mm-hmm. Amen. 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 I remember the day we went and just got to reflect on it. When we went to Bill Barr, and Randy laid hands on Bill Barr right after the election. The election had been robbed, and we went to Bill Barr and laid hands on Bill Barr, and we convicted him to do the right thing. And then we went back home, and we wrote letters to Bill Barr's wife, encouraging her to encourage him to do the right thing. Anybody know what happened to Bill Barr? Craig, you know what happened to Bill Barr?
He quit 2 weeks later.
He quit 2 weeks later. Huh? Shine light and make noise. That's what we do here at Coach Dave Live. That's what the Salt and Light Brigade is all about. We shine the light and we make noise. Huh? Gideon's Army, that's what they did. If you read the some Judges, I believe, Gideon's Army, they showed up, and what they do, they cracked those pots and they screamed and hollered and made noise, and the enemy fled because they were overwhelmed by a force that they could not fight against. And here's the truth. The transgenders, the homosexuals, all the stuff they're trying to do to their children. Folks, if the whole creation's groaning, waiting for guys like Craig Mickel to show up. It's now or never. It's our time. Right now. It's now or never. Hmm? If you think you can, or if you think you can't, you're right. Have a great weekend. Hey, listen, no show on Monday. No show. Why? Because I want Spencer and those guys to be able to stay home and have a holiday as well. Heck yes, I'd love to come and do it. I love doing it, but I'm sensitive. Those guys, they deserve a day off as well. So no show Monday. See you on Tuesday. God bless you.